Welcome back to the program. Great to have your company wherever you've been listening. Don't forget you can download the Dwayne's World podcast anytime you like and have a listen in your own free time. Normally this time every week we have a chat to Alan Clayton, Greyhound Victoria CEO, and that's all thanks to the Watchdog app. You can follow Watchdog or Greyhound Racing live and free. And the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria has been good enough to jump on the line. We spoke about the Greyhound Adoption Program's new method to meet the demand for adoptions and fostering. We had a chat about that last week. And this new program you've got going, how's that going this week as we welcome you? Alan, great to have you on.
Yeah, great to be on, Dwayne, and good to talk to you. And hope you and everyone else listening are healthy and well. And so wish you all the best. Look, we're really pleased with our ability to sort of adapt to the environment, and given that there's a lockdown in Melbourne stage four, we've actually had to resort to home delivery of dogs, and that's really important, I think, both for the dog who's looking for a forever home, and it's also important for the people that are receiving the dogs, because it's obviously companionship during lockdown, and it really is important given all of the stresses and strains we've got in the current environment for people to have a companion. So we've been delivering dogs. We just started with a new program over the last week of hand delivering dogs in a contactless manner to directly to homes, and we had 15 adopted dogs and 10 fosters that we delivered over the last week or so, and we had another 9 that we had special arrangements made for as well. So we feel really good about the program, because we know that on receipt of the dog, how beneficial that's going to be for the individual getting the dog. And so all the available dogs that we've got are at the website gap.grv.org.au and the GAP Facebook page, and we update the pages every Monday and Thursday, so you can get to see the fresh batch of dogs that are available.
Yeah, fantastic to hear. There's also been some changes to the racing calendar to allow for the COVID restrictions and what you have to do to get around or through them, I suppose, not around them, but to adhere to them.
Yeah, look, we've been really humble about our ability to work through the COVID restrictions and for us to maintain racing. It obviously is about the fact that we're an outdoor sport, and we've been able to have, at this stage, we're not aware of any COVID cases, so we're not involved in a risk of potentially not involved in the risk of COVID transmission. So we have to make changes all the time, and the sport, we're mindful that we've got 15,000 participants and we contribute $540 million to the economy in Victoria. But the important figure right now is that we're paying $46 million to participants in prize money each year, and that allows them to feed greyhounds and maintain greyhounds, who are very expensive in keeping them and maintaining them, because they are treated as elite athletes and they have to get really high quality everything, including vet treatment and food. But one of the changes we've made this week is to address the current curfew in metropolitan Melbourne, which includes 4 of our tracks, Cranbourne, Healesville, Sandown and the Meadows, Broadmeadows. And we've moved the Meadows and Sandown to twilight meetings so that, and those other, the night meetings have been transferred to regional clubs. So we're just trying to make sure that we meet the conditions of the government's curfew. And we really, at the same time, balancing the issue of the opportunities for our participants so as not to reduce them. So it's all about fitting in and doing the right thing.
And great credit to the people involved that you've had no one sort of go outside the boundaries, like a lot of sports have, Alan.
Yeah, look, I think it really is a credit to our participants, Dwayne, the trainers, owners, track staff, club managers, our race days officials, including our stewards. Everyone involved has seemed to have risen to the occasion and been prepared to change what they do to make sure that the sport is a low-risk sport for the transmission of COVID. And the fact that we've been able to keep going with no identifiable COVID transmission has just been really, really lucky and fortunate. And it is a credit to everyone involved. And, you know, just like everyone, we'd like to see people come back to the track at some stage. And, you know, people like me anyway, I'd love to be at the G watching the Magpies play at some stage. So we're just really hopeful that we get through this stage at the moment and we get back to being able to attend live sport.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all got our fingers crossed for that. Alan, great to have a chat to you. We'll have a chat again next week. And if you want to follow the Watchdog app, you can check out all the Greyhound racing live and free. We'll talk next week, Alan. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Really good to talk to you, and keep well.
Alan Clayton, Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO. By the way, in case you missed our chat on Tuesday, Barry Lester has partnered with Apiar, proudly supporting Bowls Australia to encourage our community to get set go to perfect their lawn bowl skills with techniques and trade secrets to encourage living a healthier life while you're bowling as well. Check it out at apiar.com.au/goodlifehub. That's apiar.com.au/goodlifehub. That's it for me today. Don't forget Midday Madness coming back your way tomorrow from midday. So again, we'll take as many calls as you want to jump on the line and give me tomorrow. Love having a chat to you to open the show for a full hour. But Midday Madness tomorrow from midday. I'll catch you then. Stick around. Bob and Andy are joining you next. And Dermot Burton's got to be with Bob and Andy, so I'll be listening as well.